rid of the bass player and drummer.
We want to tour in a subcompact from now on, I think. That's our goal. Anybody have any other questions? Yes, ma'am.
A couple songs ago, you brought your sheet music out, and Jennifer, and you didn't refer to it at all, or so it seems. So I was wondering, you know, what do you play from?
I just wanted it to look like I actually could read music. Actually, one of the great things about going to Nashville, like Allison was talking about, you know, Moon Pie and all that sort of thing. And they have all these different terms, and they actually taught me to use the Nashville number system, which I pull out. I live in the San Francisco Bay Area, and I pull it out at recording sessions and just astonish people. I've never seen it. But I was using it. It's mostly just chord symbols and a couple of little figures, because we don't play these songs very often at all. So I actually made myself a little duo book and everything. So it's just the form and a couple of lines that I missed, so I could see them go by when Allison played them.
We can play a little of Carolina's.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's what. Yeah.
Okay, so we'll do one that actually requires John R. to read the lead sheet that he wrote out. What's always fun is to watch John R. With his charts out in the weather. I always enjoy that. And maybe you should show them the chart for the Musette. Did you bring that chart? He has one that's so well worn, it looks like it's very close to becoming a Kleenex.
You think by the time the chart got into that condition, I would have memorized it.
Yeah, this is going to go in the, I don't know if it'll go in the Bluegrass Hall of Fame, so.
Here's what's left of it.
That song sounds great on a windy day. Doesn't it? For a festival in Florida, that one sounded really good. Okay, well, let's play. We're going to play a little bit of a tune. Well, it's two tunes. The first was composed by Turlough O'Carolan, who was a blind harper who lived in Ireland in the mid-1600s. And he made his living riding around on horseback with his harp, and he'd go to the grand houses and compose tunes for the people there. And probably his most famous tune, or at least the one that I hear the most, is called O'Carolan's Concerto. So we were working on a Christmas record a couple of years ago, and I thought it would be great to make a medley of O'Carolan's Concerto and the medley the tune from The Grinch, the Whoville Christmas tune. Now, I haven't exactly figured out the intellectual association, but there's definitely a musical association.
Is O'Carolan grumpy?
He might have been grumpy after all that horseback riding. So we're going to play you our O'Carolan's Welcome to Christmas. Are any of y'all familiar with O'Carolan's music?